This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family setting in the home with family and relatives, but when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating. You do not know the status of their vaccination. I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. There will be other years to do that, but not this year.
You surprised? Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas, and let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon, I agree.
Oh, he admitted it.
But I don't think it's fundamentally about incivility. I think it is fundamentally about insurrection.
And togetherness and community all convalescences into morale.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Yes, it is the Howie Carr Show, but it is not Howie Carr. And maybe some of you will recognize the voice of Rapid Fire. I am Toby Leary, filling in for the vacationing Howie Carr, who is taking some well-deserved time off. He does a great job on the show every day. And I don't know how he does it, frankly, but he does an awesome job. And so here I am. I'm going to fill in. We're going to do some gun talk today. We're going to talk about all kinds of news of the day, which I'm really excited about. And this is one of those days I was just telling Jared, like, I don't even know where to start. Like, it's a smorgasbord of of activity out there as far as news is concerned and as far as gun talk is concerned. It's like, and we're just coming off the Christmas holidays, which is like one of those things where you usually get together and, how was your Christmas? Oh, it was good. You know, I didn't do anything. Did you travel? Nah, I just kind of hung out, watched football and ate. And, you know, that was my Christmas. And we did some, you know, fun family stuff. But, you know, that's usually where you decompress and download each other on what happened over the weekend. But this year, I feel like, my gosh, it's fast and furious. We have, you know, just the intro led up to a lot of it with the whole call, the Let's Go Brandon call and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the news media outlets losing their mind and shedding all kinds of crocodile tears over it, even though, you know, for 4 years they wanted to like burn the White House to the ground when Trump was in there. But I just find it to be extremely hypocritical and funny that now all of a sudden we got to take the high road. We got to take civility. He said, Let's Go Brandon? Are you kidding?
All right. Well, let's be clear here, Toby. Madonna wanted to blow the White House up.
Right.
She didn't want to burn it to the ground.
True.
Words matter. Context matters. Let's stay on track.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hard because there was so many examples of that. I mean, you know, we have Kathy Griffin there, Kathy Griffin with the severed head, and we have Snoop Dogg in the video and all that. Like, we had people that actively, Johnny Depp saying, you know, he wanted to assassinate or dreamt about it or something or visualized it. I don't know what he was doing. His meditation.
You chopped off the president's head.
Well, you know, so all of a sudden, Let's Go Brandon is off limits. And by the way, if you're watching on the Rumble Cam, I'm rocking the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt that is available.
Let's Go Brandon, I agree.
Is available on the website, I'm sure.
Howie Carr Store, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store.
There you go. And I know there's a bunch ready to rock and roll because I walked by the wall of Let's Go Brandon shirts. So anyway, that's all in the news. And if you want to be a part of the show, I'd be happy to take your calls. 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. And there's also a text line where you can text in some questions that I'm happy to get to. And Jared, can you help us with that?
Sure. That is 63566. Just put Howie at the beginning of your message.
There
you go. 63566.
63566. I'm going to write that down so I don't have to go to the bullpen every time I need that. But and text Howie. So we'll get to some of those. But happy to take it wherever you want to go. It's Monday after Christmas. We're rolling up on New Year's. And it's been an interesting year. Right? I mean, it's really been a year like no other. It's outdone 2020, I would say. And I think one thing that if you listen to the news or you read the mainstream news media, it's almost, and I know Grace alluded to it as the Truman Show, but it really is like you're almost living in a parallel universe where the things that are apparent, you can no longer trust. You can't believe your lying eyes anymore. You have to listen to what they tell us because, you know, reality isn't safe anymore. Reality is not a safe place to be grounded in. And you have to go by what people tell you in order to think for your, you know, you got to let them think for you, do the thinking, tell you what to do, what to eat, how to, you know, and, you know, make sure you get a couple shots or three or four. And that's the only way to survive these days. And if you don't, then you're a racist and you're a hate monger and you want to see people die and you want to see the world self-destruct. And, you know, you might even be one of those people that keep Kamala Harris up at night that believe in democracy, for crying out loud. That, what a scary place to live. I mean, imagine that you could believe that your vote could cast, you know, and be counted, and the person that you were hoping would get elected would actually get elected. Like, that keeps people up at night. That keeps some people up at night. That's some scary thought right there. And, you know, I think that for a long time, those intellectually dishonest, hard left have always believed that. They just haven't said those words out loud. And, you know, they want to have everybody kind of sit in the box and think like they do, believe like they do, talk like they do. And if you go outside that box, well, you're a dangerous person. You know, Merrick Garland might be coming to the house to knock on the door because you attended a school committee meeting and let your voice be heard. You might be, you know, censored on whatever social media platform that you decide to speak out on and whatnot. So yeah, it's one of those years where I think it's just apropos that the Matrix came out this year. Like, you got the red pill and the blue pill, and I don't even mean politically whatever. You can take that 100 different directions, but it's almost like, no, let's just don't go into truth. You don't want to know truth. Just take this pill and life will go on the way it is. You know, everything will be good. Just get in line, get your shot, get, you know, whatever. And again, if you want to get a shot, get a shot. I don't care. Just don't make me get one, or don't make someone else get one. And frankly, I'm also a little offended at the fact that you're even asking the question. Like, it used to be kind of taboo. Like, you know, if you ask somebody, you don't know whether they're got, you know, some sort of disease that, you know, hey, you have hemorrhoids? You know, well, no, like, I don't know. What kind of a question is that? Like, personal health information used to be a private affair. Not anymore. It is now a, you know, legitimate question. My daughter went to the bathroom at a restaurant last summer, and some Karen was looking at her going, how old are you? And she's like, why? And she, you don't have a mask on. If you're under 12, you need to wear a mask. Are you vaccinated? And my daughter's like, lady, mind your own business. Like, she's freaked out. Finally, the door opens to the bathroom. My daughter scampers in. But that's the type of stuff, you know. It's always a... you know, you never know what you're going to get in life's box of chocolates these days. And, you know, I was really looking forward to playing the cut, and they had it all queued up ready. We'll get to it in a minute, because I want to get to a couple of the callers. The phone lines are filling up, we'll get to it in a minute. But about the girl on the plane and, you know, freaking out on this old man who's sitting there without his mask on. Meanwhile, she's berating him with her mask down around her chin, cussing him out, and then ultimately assaulting him and assaulting people on the plane. But I digress. That's a interesting opener. And today's subject matter might go well with my ADD. We might be all over the road today. Might have thought I've had a few too many on the way in, but I can assure you I've only drank coffee and water today. So, but it's going to be one of those days. So strap in and let's do it. So James, we'll go to the phones. James, you're on with Toby Leary on the Howie Carr Show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and thank you, Toby. I love Howie Carr, and I'm loving what you're talking about, because I think my first comment relates to the double standard. And I'd like to kind of address it in two ways about the double standard with this administration of Biden compared to Trump. More people have now died in 11 months of the Biden administration of the what I would call the China Wuhan lab virus. You can call it COVID if you want. than died under Trump. And yet with 1,000 people a day, quote, dying across the U.S. of A., suddenly it's not a problem, whereas under Trump, it was Chicken Little and the sky is falling. But there's a second part I want you to address, not just the double standard, but the cover-up of why we are not willing to ask what really happened in Wuhan, China. And I want to bring up three quick people. Joe Biden's Secretary of State is Anthony Blinken. Before he became Secretary of State, he was the head of the Biden Center at the University of Pennsylvania of Foreign Policy and Diplomacy, a center that was funded by a gift from Communist China of between $20 and $25 million. So Anthony Blinken was making $1 million a year, basically with Chinese money, and he's now negotiating with us against China. Joe Biden, of course, was pulling $1 million a year as the head of that, and he is our president of the United States. How do you think we're going to ever get answers when the people at the top really don't want to look into the Chinese box?
Well, you bring up a good point, James. That's exactly it, like, is the fact that they don't want to know. And I think there's a great cut on, I think it's Jim Jordan out there, literally grilling these doctors and saying, don't you think it's important to get to the bottom of where this virus started? And, you know, they're like, well, that's kind of outside my purview. And he's like, how is it outside of your purview? You should care about the origins of where this virus started. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I can't comment on that. And, you know, it's so apparent that they don't care about where it came from. And there should be reparations to those who are involved. Frankly, that's the way I see it. And I think Fauci did lie to Congress and lied to, Senator, what's his name? I'm pulling
Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul, about, the change of use or change of function. They were funding that. And, you know, they don't care. No one cares these days. But if we tell a lie or we refuse a warrant for the January 6th, you're going to have your life turned upside down. But anyway, more of this after the break. We're going to a break right now, and we'll be back. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show, and I'm Toby Leary filling in, so don't go away.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on for me. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to The Howie Carr Show. I am sitting in for the vacationing Howie. I am Toby Leary, and I am a local talk radio host of a show called Rapid Fire. And it's a show that airs every weekend, and it's all things guns, Second Amendment, freedom, and self-defense. And so I love filling in for Howie and Grace because I get to opine a little bit about the Second Amendment to some people who might not normally have it. We got a poll question today, and I apologize. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-011 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. And by the way, I am a customer.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, yes. So there you go. So what is the poll question today, Jared, and what are the results thus far?
After Fauci said no New Year's Eve parties, how likely are you to go to one? Less likely, more likely, or I don't go to parties anyway?
Very good. I'm going to say A, more likely.
More likely, 52% of the audience says they are more likely. 48% of the audience says, I don't go to parties anyway. And 0% of the audience, a big old bagel, is less likely because of Dr. Fauci.
Wow.
So nobody, literally nobody in the poll is listening to Fauci.
Amazing. And think about how much, you know, oxygen is being consumed by all the broadcasts and punditry and speak that is regurgitating Dr. Fauci's advice out there. So, and no one's listening. Well, that means everybody truly does want everyone to die. Bunch of selfish, you know,
grandma killers.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I disagree. I don't think I made it through, you know, Christmas alive with vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. So I think we're going to have a little bit of more of the same when it comes to Thanksgiving. But anyway, there you have that. Thank you for that. And what's that? Tom. Let's go to Tom. You've been on hold for a while. Tom, thanks for the call. You're next on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you, Toby.
No problem.
I just would like to thank Dr. Fauci and the media for brainwashing my parents into like, oh, if you're not vaxxed, you're not checked, you can't come to Christmas. You can't come to New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, but you go out grocery shopping and you go out to eat at a restaurant. What's the difference between me and them?
It's unbelievable. They're not telling them on the evening news that they can't go grocery shopping, I guess. But maybe you got to get with some friends, some young kids or something online, and maybe you can print off a vaccine card that'll satisfy mom and dad. You know, maybe you won't go to jail for forging a passport a vaccine card that'll get you in the door at dinner at New Year's. But what a tragedy. I mean, that really is, you know, take this to its extreme or its logical place. And, you know, my dad had a stroke a couple weeks ago, and the day he has a stroke, I fire over to the hospital to see him. I don't know how bad it is. I want to see my dad. I get in there and the first thing they say is, oh, sorry, your mother's already been here to see your dad. Take a hike. One visitor per day. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, give me a break. Like, thank God my dad's okay. And he's going to be, you know, rehabbing in Spalding for a few more weeks. But what if it was the last time, you know, I could have seen him or said goodbye? And there's a lot of people that are in that position. And so I frankly am sick of hearing about the, you know, and I know a lot of people have died. Don't get me wrong. I'm not placating that. I'm not belittling that. But on the other hand, let families be families and get out of the everyday life. I think at this point, anyone who's not vaccinated has chosen to be, and they've decided on their own, you know, it's not for me. And at this point, make it available to those who want it. And the rest of us can go about living our lives. And but I think that brings up a good point. If we could play that cut, let's see, it's cut with Ron DeSantis talking on the news here. Let me find it for you. I just saw it. 15, cut 15. Let's play that. He was on Fox with Bongino.
But I think people like Dr. Fauci think if you talk about treatments, then some people may say, well, then I won't get vaccinated. I'll just get a treatment if I get it. And they really want to control people's behavior.
That's been my argument all along, is why has there not been advice of, you know, have a good diet, get good exercise. I'd rather see them giving out gym memberships and subsidizing gym memberships. But those are one of the places they like to shut down. And giving them, you know, vitamin D and some zinc. And, you know, look at what India did with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Those are swear words in this state. When I had COVID, I asked my doctor to prescribe them for me. And he said, I can't. It's not an accepted practice in the state of Massachusetts. And this is ridiculous. All right, guys, hold on. We're going to get to your calls in a bit. So we will be back on the Howie Carr Show. This is Toby Leary.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Toby Leary filling in, and right now I am joined with the great Grace Curley in studio for Grace's News.
Thank you, Toby. I'm so excited to be here. A lot of news to cover. Joe Biden, I had heard, was basically calling a lid on the week. And I know what everyone's reaction is going to be to that. You know, you're the leader of the free world.
I'm shocked.
We're told by your wife, who's a doctor, that you're working 24/7 and now you're taking the week off. But I would actually disagree with that and say the amount of damage he does when he's working is frightening. So if this means that a week off, maybe we'll make a few improvements in this country, I encourage him, take as much time as you need, Joe. But before he left, he had a meeting with the governors, and I believe it was the governors who he likes, you know, the governors of the states that represent Joe Biden and his administration. It's not like he's going to talk to Ron DeSantis. So he has this call with the governors, and he says something that's intriguing. It's a big change up from his old logic about beating this pandemic. Let's play Joe Biden's latest, Jared.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help.
So now, after 2 years of being told that Joe Biden is here to save us, he's saying there's no solution to this problem. It's
Look,
really...
There is no federal solution. This gets solved.
Huh? First of all, the coughing and the throat clearing is not the best look while you're talking about COVID. But beyond that, Toby, I'm old enough to remember a time when these people, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, these brilliant minds, had the answers to absolutely everything that was wrong. Every decision Trump made, they had the answer to why it was wrong. Now they're saying, we don't know.
Well, and he upped the ante even when he said that any president that presides over 500,000 people dying of COVID is not fit to be president and should resign, right? And now more people have died from COVID under the Biden administration. And he was going to fix this thing. He's going to get control of it and put
no
it
malarkey.
There's all kinds of good cuts out there about, I'm going to play one a little bit later in the show, but of all the string of lies that led up to where we are today.
Yeah.
That none of that, just kidding. None of that was true. Like you won't have to wear a mask. You can go
about
your
business. I'm going to shut down the virus.
Yeah, we're shutting it down. Like, Trump has no idea what he's doing, and he should have, you know, resigned in disgrace for presiding over, you know, 500,000 people dying. But,
well, it's interesting you should say that, because at that debate where he said, you know, Trump, if you hear one thing from me tonight, it's that Trump has presided over 220,000 people dying, and that, you know, he should resign. No president should be responsible for that. If you like Google that, there's fact checkers out there. These fact checkers amaze me, because they can fact check. It used to be that numbers were numbers. You know, it's hard. Numbers don't lie. That's the old expression. They do now, though. If you fact check that, you'll get answers like this. Well, it's complicated. And they explain all these things that don't matter to what we're saying, which is his number has surpassed Trump's number. That shouldn't be complicated.
Right.
Those are two numbers. But they managed to do fuzzy math where they say, now, hold on a second. Context matters. Context matters is becoming the bane of my existence. When people say that,
it's
I don't know what's
trust
worse.
Trust the science.
I don't know what I was just going to say, Toby. I don't know what's worse. Follow the science or context matters. Because the context of all these comments they make, these stupid comments they make, the context is videos of them talking. We have the full context. It's your sound cuts. And they still say, that doesn't give the whole story.
Even if you play the full cut,
no.
It still doesn't, you know, you didn't know what I was thinking when I said that.
Now the fact checkers, funny you should say that, now the fact checkers actually play mind readers, and they'll say, well, Joe Biden said he has the most extensive voter fraud, whatever, in history. But what he really meant to say, and I'm like, how do you know what he really meant to say? You're inside that old man's mind. God help you. God love you, kid. That must be scary.
I think that was a moment of clarity for him right there, and he was coming out clean with the American people.
Yeah. It was his confession.
Yeah, that moment of like guilty conscience just bubbling over on the surface.
Yes. And today when he was meeting with the governors, virtually, of course, and he was done, he said something like, I'm going to take questions now from people. I think you guys have some questions. And then he was going to go to the governors and whoever, some voice above them, you know, on the microphone. It's
the
like
handler.
It's like a fake set with, it's like Morgan Freeman's voice coming down like God said, oh, yes, but first we have to remove the press.
Yeah, we got to clear the press corps.
And then the girls came in, you know, the girls who go, thank you. Everybody out, please. Thank you. It's like, ugh. It's all so predictable, but it never gets less weird.
It is extremely strange. And, you know, just the thing that just drives me absolutely nuts is the double standard. And the if any of this was on the other foot, it would be 24-hour news coverage.
Yeah.
There'd be town halls. There would be endless panels of talking heads questioning the, you know, health and virility of the president and, you know, how he needs to step down. And what about the 25th Amendment and blah, blah, blah. We would be having, you know, backroom deals going down with people who could, you know, talk and, you know, strategize on how to, you know, get him out of office. Here it's like just business as usual, folks. Yeah. All right. Nothing to see here. Time to go. Like, let's get out, clear the room. Thank you. Like you said,
I get embarrassed for them. I get embarrassed for these reporters because when you really think about it, when they had Trump in that White House, it was like a cage match. It was like watching WWE. They'd get up, they'd grab the mic, they'd be like, how do you feel about being the most evil man on earth who's killed all these people? Can you respond? And then he would yell at them, and it was so contentious. And now they sit there, and they get moved in and out of the rooms. They don't get to ask any questions. This was supposed to be the most transparent administration in history, the most accessible.
And they're on a fake set, too, which is even more mind-boggling.
Did you see what they put on the windows the other day? The cargo ships? I don't even get it. It's like, are they just putting things in the windows now to remind us of all of his issues?
Right, like, yeah.
Like they're going to put a gas pump in the back?
That's why the phrase is so oft repeated, is stuff like that. Images like that over your shoulder, you know, is the reason why.
Where is everybody?
It's so strange. I just can't even, I don't even understand. But guys, before I go on to my next news story, which just came to me, it's actually not in my stack here, but I do want to report on it. This new year, let HelloFresh deliver pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. All right, so do you remember, and I might only remember this because there was a person involved in this story who's a celebrity, and as someone pointed out today, The View is having trouble finding a conservative co-host, and so someone tweeted out, who would be a good conservative woman to put on The View? And one of my loyal fans wrote back, Grace Curley, she's a conservative and she knows a bunch of nonsense celebrity pop culture.
You've been nominated.
Fact check, true. I do know a lot of stupid things. And I'm actually going to flex my knowledge right now. A few months ago, Joe Biden's nephew, Cuffy Biden, married a woman. I don't know. And it was during, I mean, not that there was ever a weekend during this presidency that was like smooth sailing, but I do remember the weekend being very chaotic and there was a lot going on. I'm not sure if it was the Afghanistan withdrawal, but there was some big scandal brewing. And Joe Biden had to leave to go to his nephew's wedding because he's a family man. You know, he cares. And his nephew was marrying a former Real Housewife of Orange County, who used to be married to a baseball player. I'm not going to bore people with the details. If anyone wants to know the details, though, I do know all of them.
I'm going to take your word for all of this.
So they get married, right? Joe Biden goes to the ceremony, and it's like, oh, yeah. News breaks today. Guess who's on the outs? 2 months later.
Cuffy's already on the outs?
I don't know if it was a bad omen to have Joe there. I don't know what happened. Cuffy and his wife, Megan, already Splitsville. 2 months in. And to think that the president wasted his precious time to go to this ceremony to have it break down 2 months later. It's a shame what he could have done with those minutes, you know?
I just wonder if Hunter's on the doorstep of the former housewife of Orange County there.
Very good point. I didn't even think of that.
Hey, yeah, baby, I'm a locomotive expert.
Yeah.
He's like, I see that you're free this weekend.
No, he's like,
I
are
got
you
an
a
extra
fan?
Crack pipe. And
are you a fan of artwork? Can I interest you in some concentric circles?
Can I show you my art collection, my vast art collection?
I know the doorman at the Chateau Marmont.
He probably does. I don't know if that's helpful, though. All right. Now, one other thing I wanted to hit here really quickly is that COVID cases skyrocket in New York City following the mask mandate. So they implement this mask mandate and COVID cases are up 542%, which the only next rational step to do is make the mask mandates, right, step it up from one mask to two. And then we can bring it up to even more percent.
And throw in another booster.
Throw in another booster. Yeah, it's kind of a crazy thing that the people, and actually Aaron Rodgers, a lot of athletes now, I don't know what it is, but a lot of athletes right now are finally, I don't know if they've just reached their breaking point with this nonsense, because when you think about it, and I was talking about this with my brothers yesterday, you think of Tom Brady, right? No one takes his sport more seriously than Tom Brady. You think that with all these false negatives and all this BS with the testing, you think when they come to Tom Brady's locker and they say to him, oh, it came back negative, like I could just envision him being like, you throw that away right now. Like, you know what I mean? To whoever's giving him the test, I'll give you $500, you toss that in the garbage. Like, these guys are fed up because it's their livelihood, it's their profession. The older you get, every missed opportunity, you get older, you get weaker, you get worse. So they want to take advantage of these games, they want to take advantage of their sport. And so now you have guys like Aaron Rodgers, Phil Mickelson coming out and saying, all right, you know, we did the whole thing with the masks on the golf course and the masks on the football field, but the testing, they're ruining sports now. Like, the NHL is shut down again.
Killing me.
Right, you're a Bruins guy.
Yeah,
I was supposed to go to the game this past Thursday. Shut down. And I just think that the reason, for a while, I was like, it's weird that these sports guys are getting involved, because they usually really try, most of them try to stay out of politics. But now it's affecting their lives, too.
Right.
Like, Jay Cutler, his kids have to wear masks at school. Everyone's getting vocal. And I actually think that sports might be the thing to kind of help us get out of this, because these guys are just saying, how does this make any sense? And what Aaron Rodgers was pointing out yesterday, which I thought was very valid, is why aren't we talking about solutions to COVID that don't involve the vaccine? In other words, we have an obesity problem in this country. It might help for people to get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
It might help to encourage people to go to the gym. What do? The first thing we shut down the gyms. Like, these are just very common sense things that people are asking about now. And other people like Phil Mickelson are pointing out, why am I getting all these vaccines? And I actually don't know if this was Phil Mickelson. I might be paraphrasing incorrectly here. But the vaccines, you can be triply boosted and you still give it to somebody. And yet, you're not supposed to be allowed in if you're not vaccinated, but your chance of spreading it and giving it is the same as someone who is vaccinated. Everyone's kind of realizing now, even people who are a little bit left are starting to say,
right,
none of this is adding up.
Right. And that's what I said on the whole intro to the show, was we're living in this alternate universe now where reality is not reality anymore. You have to go by what you're being told, because you can't trust what your common sense dictates anymore. And, you know, Phil Mickelson was saying 28,000 people in South Africa have got the Omicron variant. None have died. Why are we trying to put a lid on this thing? Isn't natural immunity a good thing? And should we just let it go? And don't hate me, I'm not a doctor. It's an honest question. That was basically what he was saying. Like, please don't like fire hate at me for even asking the question.
Yeah.
But that's what they got to worry about these days. Like, that someone's going to retweet it and be like, what a racist. He wants everybody to die.
Yeah. No, you're right. And there was a woman who's from San Francisco. She had this long thread on Twitter where she was basically having an epiphany moment where she's like, I love San Francisco. I've lived here my whole life. I'm a liberal. I'm a Democrat. It's awful. Mm. And she said, why is asking questions now against the rules? And I thought, that's exactly what you're saying. Why do I have to like buffer everything with, please don't cancel
me. Don't hate me.
I have a very common sense question I want to ask.
Oh man. Well, thank you, Grace, for that news update. We greatly appreciate it. And we will be right back. Oh, let's do the HelloFresh spot. There it is. All right. Now is the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important. And HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year.
It's absolutely true, Toby. And the thing I love about HelloFresh, and Jared, you can back me up on this, sometimes you look up a recipe that you want to cook and you have to buy all these ingredients like spices. Right. You end up having to buy these huge things of spice. You use a little tiny teaspoon of it and never use it again. With HelloFresh, you get these pre-portioned ingredients. You dump them in. There's no waste. And it's very reasonable.
Yeah, and you can even get spices that you wouldn't normally be able to, like shawarma spice. Very tough to find in the supermarket, but a great spice. And it comes in just the right amount that you need. You can use it for that. Or you can, you know, maybe save a little for later if you want to use it again.
You guys are making my mouth water here.
I know.
I'm excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test. One pan Cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh has options for every time of day, including spinach and feta egg bites. And ready-to-eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. Sounds exciting. Crunch, crunch. So please share a new recipe you got through HelloFresh. Call to action. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Yummy.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Car Show. You won't regret it.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Toby Leary. I'm guest hosting for the Vacationing Howie, and we're glad you're here listening, and hopefully we will keep you entertained. And we'll do a little gun talk, too. And right now I'm going to go to the phones. Frank, you've been on hold forever. I appreciate you holding on. How are you today, Frank?
I'm doing good, Toby. You got a good show going. I wish we got your regular show up in this neck of the woods, but we don't. I have an observation that I'd like to make and then get your comment on it. First of all, I'm 72 years old, and I've watched things for quite a while, ever since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. Joe Biden, and I've heard several talk show hosts make the comment lately that they cannot believe we're at where we are in this country. Well, 20 or 30 years ago, a lot of us were trying to wake people up to the fact that we would be here if we didn't do something about it then. Mm. And it has taken 100 years, ever since our first communist president, Woodrow Wilson, got in over here, and it's been a long, slow, incremental work, but all this has been working towards where we're at. And the other comment I'd like to make is I have watched us wake up and fall asleep and wake up and fall asleep. I keep hearing people say, if we just wake up, it's not enough to just wake up. We have to stay awake. And I think one of the founding fathers said the price of freedom was eternal vigilance. We can't put another Trump in and then 4 years later putting another Obama or Biden in.
I agree with you, Nick. I got to hold you there. All right. Don't go away. You'll be back. We'll be back on the Howie Carr Show after this.